They win. If you beat them back, they lose.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then, you actually grab them when you're doing that?
Yeah, you have to grab them.
Okay. Now, would you say I had to catch them, or did
I caught you.
Okay. I see. And if someone's in a big, it seems to be in a big hurry, you say, there's no great hurry. Just take your time. I'll wait.
Well, here you come back.
Sure. And if you're going to spank a child because it's been bad, the child might plead with you and say, please, please, give me another
change.
Okay. And then the person say, he's really funny. He really has a good sense of
humor.
And say, why don't we need to get some roach poison because we wanted to get
rid of those cockroaches.
Yeah. Now, did you ever use the expression get shit?
Yeah, get shit of them cockroaches.
And that would mean the same
no,
thing.
That means the same
and
thing.
If something skips your mind, you say, well, I'm sorry, I just don't
remember or forgot it.
Okay. And you say, I have to, what, a letter? I have to.
Write a letter.
Yesterday, I
wrote a letter.
I have many letters. I have
many letters to write.
I have
to answer.
Okay. And then you put your name and
address.
And when you say, I'm going to, this envelope, I'm going to
seal it.
And then
put my letter in.
Would you say address?
Address it.
Yeah. Did you ever use the expression to back a letter?
Yeah, back a letter.
And if a child comes home doing something very strange, you might say to him, who on earth?
Weren't you that, or where did you get it, Dan?
All right. And children's nicknames for one who bears tails.
Tattletale.
Yeah. Now, did you ever use the word tattletale or tattler for adults as well?
Yeah.
To call it. Now, what would an adult be who is a tattler or a tattletale? Well, what I mean is, would that just be like, that wouldn't be necessarily someone who goes around telling on people to get them in trouble, but just
a
gossip?
It's a gossip. Something to gossip about.
Yeah, that would be a tattletale.
Yeah,
okay.
That'd be a tattletale. Okay. It's like they gossip on you.
Okay, and you might say, I'm going to go outside and put these in a vase. I'm going to go out and pick
some flowers.
Yeah, and anything a child might play with might be called a
toy.
I want to ask you about another expression. How about the expression play pretty? A play pretty for a toy. Is that at all common?
That's all I've always ever heard, just play pretty. Just something like a play pretty.
A play pretty would be any kind of toy.
Any kind of a toy.
Any kind of a toy. That's what I want. And then you say we had to take a detour because the road was all
washed out or tore out.
Yeah. And then you might give somebody a bracelet or something, and the person thanks for it. You say to someone, go ahead and
put it on your arm.
Sure. And I say to you, what's new? You say,
nothing.
And I say, come on, there must be something new. Sure. And I might ask you, how long have you lived here? And you say, we've lived here ever
since.
And I ask, how long has it been that way? And you say, well, as far as I know, it's
always been that way.
Sure. And if you don't know the answer to something, you might have to
ask someone.
Right. And they those little boys don't get along at all. They always
fight and not and punch at one another.
Yesterday they
were punching at one another.
Are they?
They didn't.
Okay. And then they if in school, a teacher might tell some children, now you just sit still and wait and listen. We talk about when the bell rings, you might tell the child, now you just listen the bell, listen.
For the bell to ring.
Okay. And when that child was hunkering down behind the couch or something to fool you, person might, what might the little child say when he jumps up?
Might jump up and say boom or something.
Okay, that's what I mean. I was wondering about that, or another expression that I've heard several times is peep-eye. Have you ever heard
peep-eye.
That means the same thing.
It means the same thing.
Okay.